Hi, friend. I'm so grateful you've joined me on the Jesus Over Everything show. If you haven't heard the news, we have gone retro this summer. For the months of June and July, we are featuring our five-word prayers daily. This show started as, and so many of you love so much, five-minute podcast shows on topics of all kinds, the short inspiration you need for every day of the week. So enjoy these shows, keep listening all summer, and see you right here back in August for a powerful season six. Hi, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily, a 5 day a week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. This is a great show for you to be listening to today because one of my favorite authors, Shannon Martin, is our guest host. Shannon wrote one of my all-time favorite books, Falling Free, and she has now released a brand new book, The Ministry of Ordinary Places. I'm moved by so many things about her, most of all her heart for justice, real-life hurts of our neighbors, and all of us who matter so much to God, how she responds to the gospel even when it's not convenient. And really, I could go on and on. She's a wife and a mom and my friend, and I'm honored to have her in the guest host seat today. So welcome, Shannon, to the Five Word Prayers Daily.
It was a November Wednesday afternoon and the sun was shining. I wasn't sure if I was glad for the glint of optimism it cast over us, warming our cheeks, filtering through the maple leaves still clinging to the branches. In some ways, I'd have preferred the solidarity of gray skies, maybe even some rain. The news cycle was a clash of gloom and confusion. Another day, another bad news loop, force-feeding us empty calories of impossibility and fracture. Politicians were taking sides. Families and communities were gridlocked in conflict. I couldn't turn away. Everything feels so complicated, I thought. The problems are huge, and I'm just one woman, feeling smaller than ever. I looked up to the sky for grounding and guidance like I so often do, and still it smiled. I went through the motions of a typical day, a load of laundry, the broom sweeping up the crumbs of everyday life with three kids and a cat. I answered emails and wrapped up a project. Not wanting to be alone, I ran into the coffee shop downtown for a quick cup of tea before my kids returned home from school. Across the room, I spotted my friend Jolene. Sitting down beside her, our eyes filled with tears in unison. Two women who dared to hope for healing in their community and in the world. "I can't shake the feeling," I said, "that the only thing we can do is look for someone to love right here, today." She nodded with me. I raced home, my minivan rumbling over the train tracks, potholed with neglect. I hugged my kids when they rushed through the door, drained and sweaty from their own day's work. I chatted with neighbors and looked into the eyes of a boy who had been treated unfairly by people who held all of the power. I turned off my phone. I listened more closely. That evening, I sat at the kitchen table, our cozy home shrouded by November's early darkness, pulling spent marigold blooms from a plastic grocery bag and piercing them with my needle. My dad had laughed when I asked him to save them for me. I had almost forgotten about them. But on that day, the crimped petals the color of a sunset saved me. The kids went to bed and my husband teetered on a chair on our small front porch, taping the marigold garlands across its width under the light of the moon, hope strung high. The next day, a neighbor boy ran down the alley to our front door with a plastic juice pitcher full of pozole verde, comforting the comfortable. Flowers and soup, trees and tables, scent and air, the clouds in the sky. These are gifts to us, meant to wake us up to God's goodness all around. Problems loom large. Overwhelm and uncertainty descend without warning. How do we find our way when the odds feel grim? By turning toward the light and chasing it together. I keep learning that rather than lose myself in the upper atmosphere of turmoil and angst, I can instead allow myself to live, really live, right where I am. I can pay attention to my small corner of the world and invest deeply in the people around me, just as Jesus did. Making the world better for one person makes the world better. This is the ministry of ordinary places, and it's exactly enough.
Well, goodness, what a joy to have you on, Shannon. Thank you so much for sharing your beautiful wisdom with us today. And friends, go to the show notes and find her new book, The Ministry of Ordinary Places, linked there. You'll want to go read her work. It is truly beautiful and life-changing, I have to say. This has been the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Thanks for joining us, and we'll do it tomorrow right here with our Friday Five. You've been listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily. Man, I love this community. And did you know that you are the best way to keep it going? It's true. Keep telling people about it. Keep posting shows you love on your social media so others can listen too. We want to encourage more and more people. And you, my friend, make that happen.